Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. It's good having you with us. Yeah. Now, you're probably wondering why there wasn't a morning show on Monday or Tuesday. Well, we were on air on Tuesday. I will admit that. We just didn't do a morning show. And let me explain why, on Monday we were off air all day. I mean, literally off air. I just closed my door there, by the way. It's partially, I don't know. We were literally off air all day on Monday. The reason why was on Sunday, I'm trying to get my throat to clear out the phlegm, but it won't work out. Anyway, enough of all that. What happened was on Sunday, I was trying to record an American Top 40 countdown, an older one from the 80s, on an air computer of mine that actually is on the same computer, and there were, it's a virtual machine, but unbeknownst to me, it was also slowing down my automation system, which means I'm pretty sure no one noticed, but I'm pretty sure for anyone that did, my apologies, it was slowing it down, so it might have sounded garbled up or whatever. It was during when I was playing my own countdown program, my own. This is disgusting. So it wasn't worth keeping. Eventually, I actually deleted that VM that I was using for that thing anyway, because it was screwing up my wallpapers and whatever and everything, because with updates and everything, so yeah. So that was very fun of it. So, oh well, but I think, I'm so sorry, yeah. Anyway, word of advice, I think my brother, I'm talking about my eldest brother, Anthony. I think he's starting to think straight and right for a change. I don't think this computer was really meant for virtual machines. Maybe my new computer that runs Windows 11 might be, but not this older one, though. Probably up to maybe Windows XP, but that's about it. Maybe just one Windows 7 computer. That's it. No more. But as far as running anything heavy duty, just Windows XP. That's about it. I mean, there you go. I tried running a Pentium MX200 on this thing for PCM, and it lagged terribly. When I run it on my Windows 11 machine here, it runs beautifully. So, yeah, it leads me to believe that this can handle anything, actually, because of the CPU that's in it. That's a 24-core i9 that's in there, by the way, the Windows 11 machine. This is just a measly 4-core i5 or i7, I can't remember the model, but it's like 11 years older than the one. It might be even older than that, I don't know. But it's much older than the one that's in that computer, I can tell you that much. I think the one in there I researched was from the quarter four, maybe quarter three, I don't know. It's from 2023, I know it is. So it's much newer than the one here. I think this one's from 2012, so yeah, pretty antiquated in a way, I guess you could say. But anyway, I've spent like the last, half of this segment blabbing with you. I don't know if we're even going to have time to read the weather. Oh, we might have time. We'll just have to keep it straightforward. We can try. I'm going to read on my computer here. Once it can find the thing. There it goes. It was, again, it's been slow, but it was trying to find a proxy because this is my old PCM. That we're using. I might as well use it since we're locked in it. It's not gonna work. Actually, I'm just gonna go to... Actually, I can't access it just by going to weather.com, but I don't want to go to whatever that was. It's hard to stretch from here. There we go. I knew I could access it just by doing that. So what U.S. state do we live in, guys? Well, isn't it kind of obvious we're in Oregon? Don't you get it? There we go. Believe the closest city we're in is Salem. Let's see if we can do this pretty quickly. Latest report for Wednesday. Yes, it's trivia night, by the way. Might as well throw two old staffers in later. Cloudy, 45 degrees, wind east-southeast, 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 79%. Barometric pressure, 29.88 inches. Later, it'll be raining with a high of 47, a low of 43. Pretty interesting, huh? Not really. Thursday will also be raining with a high of 46 and a low of 44. So, a little bit chilly on the high and a little bit higher on the low. That's kind of interesting, actually. Very interesting. And, you know, on Friday it'll be raining with a high of 51 and a low of 48. Well, at least it's better on the high, lower on the 48. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 51 and a low of 48. That's on Saturday, by the way. At least it won't be rain, at least. But that could change. And then on Sunday, it says it's going to rain again with a high of 53 and a low of 52. So that's a little bit more even. But anyway, we are going to go ahead and put the commercial break in. Simple as that. As I said earlier, we're going to throw two old staff room in because of trivia. You might as well. There it is. Okay. Of course, that's a 1 minute break. Well, almost. But it does say 60 seconds. That does make sense. I'll throw in a kind of a different commercial break this time, because I'm an idiot. I'm not. Don't worry about that. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what I say. Trust me. And we're gonna play, trying to think here, I'm trying to figure out what we could play. Let's play Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. If you haven't figured this out, we're actually playing, following AC format now, with actually 90 songs in the catalog. Quite interesting. So, we're hoping to have no repeats this time. Poiser, Too Sweet. That sounds good to me. That will probably work for sure. In fact, I know it will, because 4 and 3 is 7. This is a 3-minute commercial break. That makes sense. So, there you go. Anyway, I probably should favorite this page so I can always get the weather later, but oh well. Anyway, coming up, oh, I haven't revealed what the next segment was going to be. It's going to be Food Talk. I'll probably have to use a modern browser for that because I don't think you can visit food.com on vintage computer. So yeah, I think I'll do that on my Firefox or my Windows 11 or maybe my iPad. We'll see what happens if I can find it. Anyway, coming up is Carly Rae Jepsen, so Call Me Maybe, if you guessed that already, who cares? And then after that will be Too Sweet by Hoiser, a good classic that recently just came out this year, too. It's not really a classic, it actually came out this year, actually. But anyway, enough of all that. Actually, before we go to that, I'm going to kick this out there. Anyway, we'll be right back, don't go away, with Food Talk. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. All right, food talk, food talk, food talk is on. Sorry it wasn't such a good echo, but oh well. Gotta do. Let's see here. Ooh, holiday recipes. Interesting. You know what? Since it's Halloween, since it's gonna be Halloween tomorrow, we might as well just do this. Top 100 Halloween recipes. Let's see what this is about. Come on, there we go. Cheesy buffalo chicken skulls, huh? A portable way to eat your buffalo chicken pizza. Whatever that means. It's by Jonathan Melendez. Yep, he's the one who did this. He submitted it. He did it. It's a portable way to eat your chicken buffalo pizza. Nothing more to say. For some reason, it looks like it's almost cut off. That might have something to do with my dark reader. I don't know. Anyway, enough of all that. It's ready in 55 minutes. Yield 6 quote-unquote skulls. There's 14 ingredients. It serves 6. Here's what you need. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 medium yellow onion that's diced. 2 garlic cloves are minced. 2 celery ribs diced. 1 large carrot peeled and diced. 2 rot celery chicken breasts are shredded. 3/4 cup of buffalo wing sauce. 3/4 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. 3/4 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese. 1 13/7/8 ounce can of pizza dough. 1/4 cup of crumbled blue cheese. 1 cup of carrot sticks. 1 cup of celery rib, and finally a 1/2 cup of ranch dressing, or a 1/2 cup of blue cheese dressing, whichever you prefer, for the dipping, that is. First, you want to preheat the oven. This is the directions, by the way. First, you want to preheat the oven at 400 degrees. Then a large skillet over medium heat, melt the butter, add in the onion, garlic, celery, and carrots, and cook until softened, about 6-8 minutes. Add the shredded onion and buffalo wing sauce and stir to coat. In a medium bowl, combine the cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses. Unroll the pizza dough, placing the long edges close to you. Place the long edge closest to you, that is. Cut into 6 equal strips, working one at a time. Lay the dough into the skull cavities and press gently into the bottom and halfway up the sides. Fill up the chicken mixture, shredded cheeses, and a spoonful of blue cheese crumbles. Fold the dough and over the filling and pinch the edges together to seal. Bake for 18 minutes, remove from the molds, and place on a platter. Serve with carrot sticks, celery sticks, and blue cheese dressing for dipping. Okay, and now we got an Amazon link here. Skull Pan for $30.06. But it's an affiliate link from which Jenna's Kitchen may earn a commission. The presence of these links does not imply endorsement of any product or service. Price and stock may change after the publication update, which is October 1st of 2018, which was way far away from here, which is 2024. You know, I'm just curious, does this Amazon link still work? I think we have to copy and paste it, though. Yep. Right into that. It's to go. Nordic Ware Halloween Bakeware Haunted Skull Cacolet Pan Bronze. And it's actually listed for $36, but you actually get it for $29 now because it's off 19%. So that's pretty interesting. And it can make 6 skulls at once. I can't show you a picture though because this is a radio, but it can make 6 skulls at once, which is very nice. Really cool too. It looks pretty cool, actually. It looks... Yeah. You can make anything out of these skulls, actually. That's pretty nice. You even make something like cookies out of these skulls. It's like Day of the Dead, almost. Wow. Cool. Anyway, someone says it's a train wreck. My recommendation is to find another recipe. Liar. Well, hopefully what she has to say. Anyway, we might have time for one more quick one. Maybe. Frankenstein's snack cakes. How long will this one be? This is submitted by food.com. We might have time to read this, but I don't know if we will, though, because it's 8:27, so we might have to wait till their day, guys. Probably like Thursday or whatever. In fact, we might just save these for all tomorrow, actually, for October 31st, because that would make more sense, because tomorrow is October 31st, so that would be Halloween. So that would make more sense, yeah. So let me close that all off. We got to read at least one, at least. That was a good start. But I think the reason why I was blabbing about that affiliate link from Amazon. So yeah, that does make sense. I probably should not have done that, but oh well. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. Anyway, coming up is TMZ, I guess. In a way, I guess you could say. But before that, we are going to play, Genie in a Bottle. And after that, we're gonna play, let me see what else here. It's about 3.5 minutes. Maybe Jason Derulo, maybe not. Can try Teenage Dream. What's your dark horse? Maybe we'll try that. That seems proper enough. Alright, so we're gonna play Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, classic song from the 90s, 1999, whatever you want to call it. Another classic from 2014, Katy Perry, Dark Horse, featuring Juicy J. Anyway, I still got like a minute left to talk with you guys, darn it. And the commercial break all seems even enough for you, so, yeah, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. TMZ Celebrity News. I did a little effect there, didn't I? I tried my hardest to. But at least this time I don't have to end it early because we don't have Beyonce's Break My Soul anymore. Sorry. But we're not playing stuff from, like, 2022 anymore. We might have a few things from 2022, but not really that much anymore. We still have kind of new stuff, though, like Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. I think that's the newest we actually have, to be honest with you. But anyway, I might as well stop talking before I start throwing up phlegm. Enough pulling for it. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Woo! anyway, I could not find my tablet, so I think, well, maybe I can, but I don't really want to have to bore you guys. Yeah, there's just no point. I guess we're doing it on the computer. Let me pull up my thing here. That'll let me on here, I guess. Yep, looks like it will for a change. It's funny how it wouldn't let me access food.com without clicking on it, but TMZ will work just fine with. Funny. But anyway, here we go. We'll talk about Lil Durk first. In great spirits after his murder for hire arrest. A jail food sucks through, though. Really, what about that? Alright, so Lil Durk is hanging in there despite his recent murder for hire arrest. With the sources telling us, his only complaint is about the food on the inside. Sources with direct knowledge are telling us the Grammy Whitney rapper, who is currently locked up at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, says he's in great spirits while he's going for processing. And we're also told he's getting along very well with the FDC Miami staff, as well as his fellow inmates inside. With those in the know describing the guy as super charming and agreeable. Wow, nice. Well, we gotta read more of this then. It's always a charm. That was pretty quick. That said, our sources say he hates the food. A pretty common grievance made by those who've done time. In other words, he's in jail. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, as for the serious criminal case he's facing, we're told that Lil Durk plans on pleading not guilty and fighting the murder for hire conspiracy charge. That's unfortunate. There's no word yet on when the Federal Bureau of Prisons will send it back to California to formally face the charge. But what will happen, I don't know. But as we told you, well, TMZ, but you know, same thing, Lil Durk, who is cooperating with Future, Justin Bieber, of course, Morgan Wallen, Young Thug, Chris Brown, and Drake, among others, who was also arrested last week for allegedly masterminding the murder-for-hire plot against Quando Rondo, which left Quando's cousin, Slevy Robinson, shot dead. Prosecutors alleged Durk placed the bounty on QR and helped the alleged OTF members arrested in connection to the killing, procure, ski masks, car rentals, and hotel rooms to carry out the murder. We've reached out to Lil Durk's attorney, but there was no word back, unfortunately, so that's kind of unfortunate. So let's close that off, and we'll move on to the next story. Oh, look at that, Jimmy Kimmel wants his Republicans to watch this video begging them not to vote for Donald Trump. So he wants Republicans, but doesn't want them voting for Trump. Who should we vote for, then? What? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, Jenna Dewan's fiancé posts laughter after Channing split. But what's so funny, Steve? Anyway, looks like Jenna Dewan's fiancé, Steve Kazee, is having one hell of a chuckle, and it's dropping a very telling message right after Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz had called it quits. Soon after the breakup news had dropped yesterday, that was Tuesday by the way, Steve had shared a post on his Instagram story which is ha 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 plastered repeatedly in big light letters on a black screen, filling the page, clearly signaling he found something absolutely just freaking hilarious. Of course, we can't say for sure if Steve was stirring the pot and throwing a shade at Channing, but the timing of the post definitely raises some eyebrows for sure. Let's keep reading. That was pretty quick. Oh, there's a cursor. Steve stood by Jenna's side through her messy divorce from Channing, witnessing everything firsthand, like when Channing accused her of dragging things out by wanting multiple trials instead of just one. So you can bet Steve's got some spots on the whole drama, too. Like Channy and Jenna, who had shared their 11-year-old daughter, Everly, had finally sealed their divorce last month after a long, drawn-out 6 years. Aww. Unfortunately for Channing Tatum, though, his romance with Zoe didn't stand the test of time either, really. And they ended their engagement after 3 years. But the reason for their split, unfortunately, we still don't know. We may never know. We may have time for one more story, actually. Arnold Schwarzenegger endorses Kamala Harris. You better get to the polls now. Arnold Schwarzenegger is breaking from his political party by endorsing Kamala Harris just ahead of Election Day. This is the first time that Arnold has actually endorsed a Democrat for president. He warns the Nader Trump administration it would be disastrous for the country now. Kind of interesting. The actor and former politician had posted a lengthy letter explaining his decision to endorse Harris and her ready mate, Tim Walz, back on X on Wednesday. Although that might have been today, though. Or maybe it was last week. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Noting he's issuing a rare endorsement of only days to spare before November 5th. You can read Arnold's posts. Should we do that? Nah. Don't know if we have time. Despite being the former governor of California, where he ran as a politician, Schwarzenegger noted he hates politics and doesn't trust most politicians. We'll read the rest of the post, but I don't think we'll be able to read the doc, though. Well, Schwarzenegger shared he isn't a fan of either political party currently. He has confessed he is more concerned about what's to come if Donald Trump is reelected next week. Really. There's a picture here from 2003, back when he was playing in Rise of the Machines from Terminator. Classic movie, by the way. He wrote, "Because rejecting the results of an election is as un-American, I guess, as it gets. To someone like me who talks to people all over the world that still knows America is the shining city on a hill, calling America is a sick trash can for the world is so unpatriotic. It makes me furious. I will always be an American before I'm a Republican." As he continued, Schwarzenegger called out Trump for encouraging the insurrection attempt on January 6, 2021, and for villainizing Americans who disagree with him. He also added, "It will just be 4 more years of BS with no results and make us angrier and angrier, more divided, and more hateful. We need to close the door on this chapter of American history, and I know that former President Trump would never do that." But signing off his note, Schwarzenegger encouraged everyone to get out and vote, and to put this junk behind us. Yep. So there you go, that's TMZ Celebrity News. Those tabs left, and there we go. Wait, no, there we go. Anyway, we're going to put our commercial break in now. We only have like less than a minute left to do this. Well, we could go over, but it doesn't really matter, but whatever. Let's just get it over with. Excuse me. Anyway, where's the other one at? I don't even see it. There it is. Half and three. There we go. Let's see here what we got as far as music is concerned. Let's see here. Depending on what I should play, I think I'm gonna play, Let's play, Sucker by Jonas Brothers. I don't have, I don't have it, unfortunately. Wonder how long One More Night is. Okay, yeah, we can't play that. That's unfortunate. Take On Me. Where are you at, Take On Me? I may not even be able to play that. I might play it anyway. There it is. It's all the way at the top, like I thought it would. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Sucker by Jonas Brothers right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Go, I guess. So, yeah, there we go. Swipe twice here to get to it because I have it on the last page of my thing there. Okay, I'm not going too fast, you dummy. Okay, it's got 50 coins. That's exactly what I want to see. Looks like I get full health at least. I'll do that. Don't know if it was there or not. I'm just gonna assume it was. Okay, you're already fed. Can I feed? Not you. The one in the back. Not you. Yeah, you know what? Doesn't matter. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. Who's the only one I have anyway? Let's see if Jesse Wild's still in here. Looks like he is. Actually, you know what? I already know he is because I see the Pokemon I put in. Yep, looks like it. Anyway, I think Baratick was the only one I had. Yeah, and the coins I earned was today, so indeed it was. Let's catch ourselves a Weedle! Actually, no, what I'm gonna do, actually, is I'm gonna run away from it first. But what I wanna do is I'm gonna change some settings here. I'm gonna turn on the sound. And I'm gonna turn off the silence switch here. Just temporarily. Oh man, really? Oh well, I guess you don't hear anything then, darn it. No, it serves no purpose then. I thought it'd work though. Well, doesn't now. Guess there's no sound, guys. I can tell you one catch now, well, at least make an attempt to catch Weedle. Which in this case was indeed successful. 3 days street catch course. Only a 1-star rating though, so we're gonna throw it away, darn it. Now, on to Piplup. The one that can't evolve, that is. Can't. So you might as well get extra candy from it if it'll even cooperate with it, which it may not. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. These are a little bit tricky to manage, which in this case it did cooperate at the very least. Yeah, it was worth nothing. Of course it was. Yeah, go ahead. I want to transfer the event Pokemon. It ain't even worth trading, to be honest with you. A Pikachu hat. It looks like it's a female, judging by its tail. That was a nice throw there. Does it stay in? No, it does not. And it ran away. Oh, no. I guess we're getting Shuppet then. Maybe Shuppet will take the candy then. I'll just use a Great Ball. At least Winston helped me, at least. And we got that, at least. At least we got that. But it's completely worthless. I'm gonna throw it away. So there you go. Looks like there's no Pokemon here on the map now. It looks like it was killed 22 minutes ago, old mill. I think they were trying to kill it back to whatever because they were feeding it treats. If we pass it by, the iPad or whatever can get into it later. It looks like this one's red too. Is there room? It looks like, well, there is room just for one more. A lot of Eevees in there. I might put an Eevee one in myself, but yeah. Let's see, who put that that minion in? Oh, you, okay. And that would be, yep, Jesse Wild. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Alright. I did kill those gems like a day or so ago, by the way. Regrettably, I could have been on the red one, but even then, yellow would just take it back anyway, so that does make sense, so what the heck. Ooh, what's this? Is this Beldum again? It is Beldum! And why am I... Yeah, that's not... Yeah, I'm not close enough, you dummy. It's bad enough when you see I'm walking too fast, but there you go. I can collect 300 Max Sparkles from here. It should do that. We do have one raid coming up at 9:44 a.m., which will still be during the morning show, but at that point, I think at that point we won't be doing Pokemon stuff anymore. I think we're just doing like news and whatever, I don't know. Anyway, not really sure what else I can do here, guys. I'm gonna have to find a tablet soon, the iPad that is, so we can play as Jesse Wild in the next segment. Oh, it was right there over by my Oculus, really? Wow, I did not see that there. Damn. Wow. Yeah, my iPad is over by my Oculus, my MetaQuest. I do have a MetaQuest too, by the way. I just never really used it. I probably should let it be of some use to me now. I just haven't used it yet. I had charged it, but yeah, there you go. Let's see. I think this is Grookey, isn't it? It is. I'm not going to battle it. I'm not too far away for it to battle. Anyway, I don't think there's really any more to see here, but what is the showcase? I'm pretty sure it's still more Pekko. No, it's Froakie. Okay. I do have a Froakie enter. I just want to confirm that, though. I think I have to zoom out to access it easier. Yep, I do that. That looks like Scuba Steve's, pretty one's got the biggest one. Actually, I think I did already enter this, I think. Jesse Wild did. I think I entered this one. Okay, no, I did not enter this one, but the tablet did. That's funny. I probably should enter this. It doesn't seem fair that my yellow one can enter it yet. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. We can do that later, though, I think. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. Yeah, that is not fair how my tablet could enter the showcase, and yet I can't. That is so unfair. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I kind of entered it, but it was on the iPad, but not on my phone. But anyway, enough of all that. Let's put our commercial in, and we will play on the iPad soon. Obviously. That would be the yellow account, by the way, if you're wondering. But first, we got a commercial, duh. I could do this right, though. It's like blindsided away. 40, there we go. Let's see what we can play here. Let's play Berlin Take My Breath Away. That's a cool one. It's from Top Gun. And after that, I think we'll play another good one, older one, I should say. Trying to figure, it has to be like 3 minutes, because that was like a 4 minute song I was playing. Better hurry up and do it, or else I will lose time again. Not break my stride. It's actually a little bit short, I thought. Not unwritten. Let's see, yeah. Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. It might work. I'm trying to think. I thought there was buffering, but it wasn't. Actually, you know what? I got a better idea. Teddy Swift, lose control. I'm gonna remove Taylor Swift from here. There we go. Anyway, that might work. In fact, I know it will. Coming up, we're gonna play as Jesse Wild 223 on Team Yellow, Team Instinct, or whatever the heck you wanna call it. But anyway, enough of all that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Love You from Top Gun by Berlin, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep. Anyway, we are now ready to play with Jesse Wild 223 on Pokemon Go, who, by the way, is part of the Team Yellow, Team Instinct, whatever you want to call it. Let's turn this up, and we want to see it wherever surroundings, as Team Fanatic always says. Be courteous to members of your real world communities as you play Pokemon Go. I'll make sure to do that then. Someone sent us a gift, that's nice. Eh, we'll feed you later. Yeah. Huh, you don't have the hat on? That's odd. Weird. Eh, we'll just throw a great ball and see what happens. Eh, at least Umbreon helped us at least. Will it work? No, it did not. Of course it did not. Still got one great ball left, but I think I have an idea, though. For the Numberry. See if that'll work. I highly doubt it will, though. Nope, that just made it worse. And I'm out of great balls now, so we're just gonna throw random Pokeballs at it until it runs away. Yeah! So, I don't know if we're gonna get a Pokemon here. Oh! Never mind! It jinxed me. Finally got it. As soon as I say something like that, it actually cooperates with me. Well, okay. Let's see if you're worth anything. One star, huh? Oh, it's heavy. I might as well hold on to it if it's heavy. There might be a showcase going on for it. I forget. Oh well. We'll feed you Umbreon later. I might as well feed you, but I only have golden raspberries. But oh well. Let's see here. Friends. Maybe we'll get berries for gifts. Alex for Alex 808. Maybe he'll give me some berries. We'll see. It's worth a try. Fill up that bag. Mostly got healing stuff from there. Let's see here. Bumberlinga. So we got here. Mostly healing stuff and a sticker and some Stardust, obviously. Chuck Dragon from Dallas, of course. Yep, I do that. We get out of this. Mostly healing stuff and some balls at least. That's nice. Right, let's see here. Fish Fist. This is a kid guy. I'll open it up if I can. Yep, looks like we can. Cool sticker, by the way. We're getting more balls and potions, but we really need balls anyway, don't we think? What I would like is, let's open up Helen's gifts. I think that's what I was telling you about earlier. We open it up? Yes, we can. There we go. Again with the healing stuff, huh? Alright. If you insist. And she's on Team Blue, by the way. Alright. So, I'm gonna check my bag now. Yeah, I got more healing stuff than anything else. I really need, like, berries or whatever to feed Umbreon. But I don't know if you get those from gifts. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It depends. It's really hitting this kind of thing. Well, at least I got my some great Ultra Balls back. That's nice. I'm happy for that. At least they gave me that. Hyjurian best buddy, cool. That's nice. You got a higher CP grade, you know that? got great balls out of that too. Although admittedly, gave me more Pokeballs. I'll admit that. Where's your best buddy ribbon at? I can't even see it. You know what? It doesn't matter. Last but not least, Java Garden. From Glamour Falls, it looks like. And it gave me more healing stuff, of course. Alright. And do I ever open up Blue's Gift too, I wonder? Just barely. Looks like she's all the way at the bottom, obviously, because she's not online right now. Actually, on Sword A to Z. If I was Sword by online, it's from Albany, it looks like. I think that came from Albany, because we did go to Albany one time for Gentle Dental. Because I do remember, we did go to Gentle Dental in Albany, so that's probably where it came from. That might fill it up at that point. Just barely, yeah, I think that'll be good enough. Umbreon found a candy, probably might have found an XL candy. You are great friends, if you use a lucky egg. I don't think I have a lucky egg, so I don't think I'm gonna bother. I can't remember if I do, but I'll check. So I don't think I did, but I'll make sure of it. Yeah, I didn't have one. All I had was a star piece. Let me scroll down and see if it would show up. Yeah, I didn't have one, so it wouldn't matter anyway. But 15 grand is good enough for me. Would be great to have 30k, but hey, what are you gonna do? Besides, I don't think 30k would make any difference to level up, because yeah, I need much more than that to get to level 33. So there you go. Anyway, there is one more Pokemon here we could try to catch. But it didn't really give me any berries at all. All I have is golden raspberries. Darn. So I think what we're gonna do is we'll just burn all Pokeballs on here and just let run away from us and see what happens. So I've been running low on time anyway, so let's just hope for the best and see. Yeah, break free and we'll just throw random balls at it and see what happens. And we'll see what the outcome will be. Whether it runs away or if I catch it. Umbreon helped us at least. What will be, I won't know. Alright, stayed in with the help of Umbreon at least. Yeah, looks like we got a mission completed. That's nice. What's this one worth? It's 2 stars. Well, I'll hold on to that one. It's a little bit better than the other one, which is only worth 1, but at least it redeemed itself for being heavy and tall. Well, now I got Panant berries. They're not raspberries, but at least they're something at least. Anyway, at least I got that done at least. Anyway, I think I'm just gonna leave this as is. We might do more of it in the next segment. I don't know. We'll see. And I'm gonna try to do a commercial now again. Because of course you already knew that. I'm gonna have to do this blind side again. Well, yeah. Alright. Alright, music. Here we come. Top 40. Here we come. Alright, so, well, it's not really top 40 music, but whatever. Who cares? Let's play Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. And, what else can we play? That one was, let's play Grenade by Bruno Mars. How about that? So there you go. Anyway, I think coming up in the next segment, if more Pokemon show up, we'll try to finish off, something for Jesse Wild. Maybe we'll do a trade or two. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But very likely, it's probably going to be amusing weather, if I had to guess. But there you go. But anyway, yeah. I might go over just a tad bit to make this a little bit more even for you guys, but there you go. But like I said, coming up next segment, it will probably be variable. It could be news and weather. No, I don't want to do that. There you go. But yeah, coming up next segment, it's probably going to be variable. It could be news and weather. It could be anything, really. We don't know what it's going to be. Anyway, enough of all that. I guess coming up next segment, it might be a surprise. We don't know. But anyway, coming up next segment, we honestly don't know. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Grenade by Bruno Mars and Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, before we move on to news and weather, I have got some news for you guys in the world of Pokemon Go. On Jesse Wild, that is. I caught NK at CP336. What's its rating? Nothing. Nothing at all. Audios. Well, we got an extra one coming up. Vulpix, 1 star. If it Pokemon, only 106. Throw it away. Bye bye. What's it with this extra Pokemon is? Oh, it's Umbreon. But I highly doubt it, though. Let's see if we can catch it. I have a feeling, though, it's going to be something else. Let me use, an Ultra Ball. It's a great throw. Will it stay in? Yes, it will. Oh, no, it's not. I bet you it's going to change into the Tricky Yep. Tricky Fox Pokemon, I knew that. Kind of ironic how this is on here, our station. It's worth nothing though. I already have a Zoroark that's on 3 stars on here, by the way, so I'll show it to you very quick before we start AP News or whatever the heck you want to call it. 2015 Zoroark CP. Very powerful, by the way. In fact, this was. I can tell you something. This was the CP it got. I didn't even power it up anymore after evolved. This is what it was out of the box after I evolved it. This was a 3 star, by the way. In fact, I'll tell you. We'll go to praise. Ivies are pretty good. They're pretty even, but it is a 3 star. Very good attack, defense, and hit points. Caught it apparently 2 days ago here in town in Dallas. And just to prove that this is Zoroark, I am going to go ahead and play its cry by clicking on it. And there you go. That is Zoroark, which apparently knows Snarl and Sludge Bomb, with a weather bonus for Sludge Bomb, that is. I think this was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, my 7th most powerful Pokemon on this account, that is. But anyway, enough of all that. I think we're going to go ahead and read the news now. That seems fair enough. So, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to close out Pokemon Go now. I'm just going to close it out. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and load up the web browser here. In fact, I did read the weather earlier, but, okay, yeah, it's still going. Okay, good. But I did already read the weather earlier, so that does kind of make sense. So we'll just read the news for now. Alright, let's see here. Since Election Day is coming up in like less than a week, it does make sense to read election news now. Although I don't really like doing that on here, but you know what? It is in less than a week. We kind of have to do this, guys. It does make common sense. Let's just read more about something. About Harris promising to represent all Americans after Biden's remark on Trump supporters and his garbage. At least I think that's what it means. Alright, this is from the AP Associated Press. It's by Will Wissert and Chris Megerman, whatever that is. I think this should be a pretty quick story. Kamala Harris said on Wednesday, I think that's today actually, that she disagrees with any criticism of people based on who they vote for, by reacting after President Joe Biden's reference to Donald Trump supporters and their garbage. I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me, the vice president had said. Harris, the Democratic nominee for president, had made a comment to reporters as she had prepared a campaign in North Carolina. Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Her words were an attempt to blunt the conservatory over Biden's rhetoric, with less than a week away until Election Day, apparently. The tumult began on Tuesday night around the time that Harris was delivering a unifying message in a speech near the White House. And inside that building, Biden was actually criticizing Trump's recent Madison Square Garden rally, where a comedian had described Puerto Rico as an island of floating garbage. Wow. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is inconceivable, and it's un-American, Biden said in a campaign call organized by the Hispanic advocacy group called Voto Latino. But it is totally contrary to everything we've done and everything we've been. Biden in the White House rushed to explain the president was talking about the rhetoric on stage, but not Trump supporters themselves. But Republicans seized on Biden's comments, claiming they were an echo of the time where Hillary Clinton, as a Democratic nominee against Trump back in 2016, who had said half of Trump's supporters belonged to a basket of deplorables. In attacking Biden, and by extension, as well, Harris, Republicans are glossing over Trump's own history of insulting and demonizing rhetoric, such as calling the United States just a garbage can for the world, or describing political opponents as the enemy within. Trump has also described Harris as a stupid person, and lazy as hell, and he has questioned whether she was on drugs as well. Trump has also refused demands to apologize for the comment about Puerto Rico at his rally, acknowledging that somebody had said some bad things, but adding that he can't imagine it's a big deal after all. Political attack lines have a history of occasionally boomeranging it back on people who use them. For example, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who is now Trump's running mate, had once described Democrats as beholden to a bunch of childless cat ladies who are just miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made. Vance's 3-year-old comments resurfaced, and once he became the vice presidential nominee, energizing Harris supporters who repurposed the label as a point of pride on shirts and bumper stickers, much just like Trump supporters once cheerfully branded themselves as deplorables. On Wednesday morning, Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, had downplayed Biden's comments in television interviews. He told CBS Mornings that Biden was very clear in that he was speaking about the rhetoric that we heard, but not the supporters themselves. Walz would also make a similar comment on ABC's Good Morning America, where he emphasized that Democratic's inclusive message. Let's be very clear, the Vice President and I have made it absolutely clear that we want everyone as a part of this, he said. Donald Trump's divisive rhetoric is what needs to end. That's it for this story. I think that's the only story we can read today. And I don't think I'm going to bother reading the Weber guys, because obviously I already read that in the first segment. So there you go. Close that off. There we go. That's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So there you go. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I'm just going to put a commercial in now, if I can hurry up and do it. I want to put this PSA in first, of course. We always do first. I'm okay, guys. Don't worry. Okay, we got 3 minutes there. That's good. Top 40. Oh. Okay. Alright, so for the final songs, we're going to play Halo by Beyonce and Easy On Me by Adele. That should work, hopefully. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I think it will work. But anyway, Thank you all for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will see you on Thursday, hopefully. In fact, I hope we'll see you on Thursday, because that'll be Halloween Day. Until then, goodbye, everyone. See you on Halloween. Bye-bye. Yep.